follow up on that. He didn't believe in the doctrine of election, did he?
No, he hated the doctrine of election. He believed in the sovereignty of the sinner.
Explain how his views and his practices affected what it is you're talking about.
It defined American evangelism. It got in the fabric of American evangelism, and it went right through all the most well-known evangelists in American history, and it's still out there. And Finney's deal was that we manipulate the sinner. He even said, whatever it takes to move the sinner's will, that's what I have to do, because the sinner is fully responsible for his own situation. And it's still around. It's the way traditional evangelism is done today. And the new non-traditional, seeker-friendly, emerging church kind of evangelism is just another form of this, which instead of majoring on the full orbed glory of the gospel, instead of being heavy with biblical content and rich with the truth of Scripture, moves that out, gets rid of it, and in its place, cool stories, neat insights, psychological self-help stuff. Rap videos, really blasphemous kind of stuff, and at best, superficial, dishonoring treatments of Christ. Manipulate people. It's a new kind of manipulation, but it's the same old theology, or lack of theology.
All right, so we live in an evangelical culture that is conditioned by a lot of shallow teaching, and you're talking now about a doctrine, the doctrine of election, that is very difficult anyway. Should this doctrine be taught to a young believer? Is this something that should be saved for more mature believers?
Probably ought to be the first thing you teach a young believer. Now that you've come to Christ, this is what I want you to know. You were saved by the sovereign grace of God, who stepped into your life in the midst of your death and blindness and gave you life and sight and picked you up and brought you into his kingdom. Sheer grace has done this for you. That, I think, is the first thing you should say to a new convert. This is, if in fact you are faithful to the confession you have made, if in fact your love for Christ and desire to honor, to worship, and to obey him continues to grow, this will be an ongoing evidence that God has wrought a miracle in your life. And because of that, you need to know, this is really important, that you should live a life of gratitude, for a work has been done in you which you did not deserve and did not earn. Secondly, if you have in your salvation